From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Three U.S. servicemen were accidentally killed today in Afghanistan when a 2,000-pound smart bomb fell too close to their position. It's the deadliest case of friendly fire since the war began more than 8 weeks ago. Master Sergeant Jefferson Donald Davis, Sergeant First Class Daniel Henry Petithery, and Staff Sergeant Brian Cody Prosser were part of the Army's 3rd Battalion, 5th Special Forces Group, stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. 19 other Americans were injured in the bombing, which happened near the southern city of Kandahar. Airstrikes continue in that area and in the mountains south of Jalalabad, where military officials think al-Qaeda leaders may be hiding. NPR's Scott Horsley has this report.
The Special Operations Forces who were killed today were doing much the same job those forces have been doing for over a month now, directing U.S. airstrikes to support anti-Taliban fighters on the ground. Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam describes how that usually works. A spotter from the Special Operating Forces picks an enemy target and guides a U.S. warplane to drop its bombs.
They determine those coordinates. They contact the aircraft on the radio. They pass the coordinates of where they are located. They pass the coordinates of where they wish the weapons to be placed and when they wish to have the weapons dropped.
In this case, something went wrong. A massive 2,000-pound bomb dropped by a B-52 landed just 100 yards from the U.S. servicemen's own location. There are any number of ways that might have happened. The special operations troops might have radioed the wrong target coordinates, or the coordinates might have gotten garbled somehow before being programmed into the bomb, or the bomb itself might have malfunctioned. Stuffelbeam says the military is anxious to determine the cause to prevent a repeat, but he says that may take several days.
As a pilot, I can do everything perfectly with a perfect weapon system and still cannot account for every weapon going exactly where it's supposed to go. And that's just a fact of unfortunate life here in this case. You also need to appreciate that as a close air support mission, this is one of the potentially most hazardous type of missions that we use as a military tactic.
The special operations troops were fighting alongside the Pashtun opposition forces led by Hamid Karzai, the man who's been chosen to lead Afghanistan's new interim government. A senior defense official says Karzai himself was slightly injured by the bomb, but Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark says he appears to be okay.
We have heard reports that he has been out, he has been visible, and seems to be doing fine.
Five of Karzai's opposition fighters were killed by the bomb. This is the second friendly fire accident in the Afghan war that involves a so-called Joint Direct Attack Munition, or JDAM bomb. Last week, five U.S. servicemen were injured by a JDAM while trying to control a bloody prison uprising near the northern city of Mazar-e Sharif. The cause of that accident is still under investigation. Retired Air Force General Perry Smith says today's precision bombs are much more accurate than old-fashioned gravity bombs, but the very expectation of precision may lull U.S. ground troops into a false sense of security.
This may be a very sobering reminder that any bomb can go astray, even one that has very high precision. We are doing a whole lot better today than we did in the old days. But it's still a dangerous business. As General Schwarzkopf said, there is no friendly fire. Once a bomb is dropped or a bullet is shot, it's going to go where it's going to go. And we've got to realize we've got a war going on and people are going to get hurt.
For now, Admiral Stuffelbeam says the U.S. will keep dropping JDAM bombs. U.S. airstrikes are concentrated in two areas, around Kandahar, where opposition forces are trying to topple the last Taliban stronghold, and in the mountains south of Jalalabad. There, Stuffelbeam says, U.S. Special Operations troops have joined hundreds of anti-Taliban fighters in a manhunt for Osama bin Laden and his followers.
The reports from that region is that many of these forces may have or have taken up refuge in caves and tunnels. So we're working to determine where these bad guys are and then to bring strikes on them.
That means more danger, not only for the targets of the airstrikes, but as today's accident illustrates, for the Special Operations Forces calling in those bombs. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.